Now you need to quit talking because we're going to do the talking. But welcome. And this is actually adult story time this morning. And sometimes you go to great lengths to be able to be the one to tell the story, which she did. So anyway, she's here today to tell the story of her injury and recovery and maybe some of the things that were learned along the way. And hopefully that, that we can learn from it. We can be challenged by it, and we can, learn from it and be encouraged. So we'll just say a word of prayer here before Joanne starts. Father God, we just thank you again for the day of life that you have given to each one of us who has come today. And those watching online, we're grateful, Lord, for the way you work in our lives. And sometimes it's in ways that we don't expect. Sometimes it's ways that we don't want. And yet you're there at work. And so we're grateful for that. Thank you, Lord, for the place to which you have brought Joanne especially, and both of us really, and all of us. And so we're grateful to you. And so, Lord, just pray for Joanne as she shares this morning, that you would just inspire her to do it in a way that will be helpful to all of us. We just pray, Father, that the emotions would be at a level which are good but not harmful, and to where we can hear what's being said. So we just pray that in Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to stand up here just in case I'm needed for anything. So, okay, go on. Come over to the mic.
God is good. I thank God I'm alive so that I can tell of his goodness. Thank you for my wonderful family. Part of them are here, and thank you for coming, and for our church family. Okay, August 31st, 2024, bags all packed, fridge clean, house clean, yard mowed, garden vegetables that were ready, taken care of half an hour before we were going to go on a trip to Norway. Two pieces of pie left on the counter. I said to my son, Wally, I will run down the steps and get the ice cream. I overstepped the fourth bottom step. I fell face down on a cement floor. I screamed. Wally was up drinking coffee. He heard me scream. He found me lying face down in a pool of blood. He asked me if I could move. I said, I can't move because there's numbness in both of my arms. He stabilized my neck, continued to talk to me. And he tried to call 911, but there was no service in the basement. So Merlin was outside, so we had to wait for him to come in. I said to Wally, am I dead? He said, Mom, you're still talking. I felt like I was dead. So Merlin came in and he stabilized my neck. Wally went outside and called 911. And I started praying. I thought, what else can I do? Here I am in this pool of blood. The ambulance from Tofield came in about 15 to 20 minutes. My vital signs was good. I was still talking, and they put me in a neck brace and carried me out of the basement. They said, well, we won't put the lights on because you're still coherent and you're still talking quite a bit. So,
<True woman>.
they took me to the hospital in Camas. I arrived about 1 o'clock and they did a CT scan on my, it showed my C1 and two on my neck were broken, my nose, two places on my wrist and elbow on my right arm. But my legs weren't broke, which was good. I laid on a board on my back from 1 o'clock to 10 o'clock, but was at peace knowing God was with me. And the verse, Judges 6:24, the Lord is peace. And we have a song that we'll have played now. It's a peace song.
Peace.
peace is an incredible thing. And how it happened, we're not sure. But from the point of her laying in the pool of blood, and then everything that transpired from that, the long waits, all kinds of things happening in the hospital and that. But for whatever reason, absolutely no anxiety. Like, we had total peace. We shouldn't have had, because the situation didn't lend itself to that. And I hope I don't interfere with her story, but even when the doctor came in and said, bad news, C1 and 2 in your neck are broke along with the arm and that, one of those bones are incredibly important. But okay, we were in total peace.
And Merle and Paul were by my side. And Paul is my daughter-in-law. And that's pretty good that she would come. Because sometimes daughter-in-laws don't like their mother-in-laws. But I think she likes me pretty good. And I like her real well. And the staff was wonderful, checking me, giving me pain meds, nothing to eat or drink in case I needed surgery. And Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a strong refuge. When trouble comes, he is close to those who trust in him. And I was transferred to the U of A about 10 o'clock. They did blood tests, more x-ray scans, decided surgery was not necessary on my neck or arm, just a neck brace and cast. With all the tests, they said I wasn't paralyzed. All four of our kids were informed and headed to the U of A. Jody flying from Kelowna. They all stayed with me all night, and I was discharged about 4 Sunday afternoon from emergency. I was never admitted. I looked a mess. Black eyes, goose egg on my forehead. My whole head on my left side was covered in blood. I looked a mess, walking out of the hospital, hanging on to my dear husband's hand. All four of our kids were around me, and they all got a week off work, which was just amazing. The bosses were so good. Jody's boss, Coach, said, I'm praying, just go, don't hesitate, you need to be with her, family first. Angela's a nurse, her boss gave her a week off with pay. Trudy was already off that week because she was going to go to Norway with us. And I think her husband would have given her the week off anyway. Because she works for Doug, her husband. And Wally's boss, Code, I appreciated the update. I'm sorry about your mom's incident. Thanks to God to hear she didn't require surgery and has been discharged. Indeed, it's a miracle. You were spot on with the first aid you provided. We look forward to seeing you at work whenever that is possible. And I asked God what I could learn from all this. And the first thing was to be humble instead of proud. Because I've been a healthy person for 78 years and hadn't gone to a doctor for 17 years after our last child was born. Because I wasn't pregnant anymore, so I thought, why should I go to a doctor? But then I thought nothing could happen to me, but that's not, I was quite humbled. So when I went to the hospital, first thing they did, they cut all my clothes off so they could x-ray me. That was very humbling. I couldn't even dress myself. I had a neck brace cast on my right arm. I couldn't cook or clean, not even bath myself. Thank God for Merlin, who bathed me, dressed me, and changed the lining on my neck brace. You all saw me with this neck brace on, but there's a lining. Oh, sorry. But there's a lining on here that has to be changed every day. I had to shower with this on, but this lining had to be changed, so that was a big job. And I couldn't move my head when the neck brace was off, getting the lining changed. And the first week, it took all four kids and Merlin to figure all this out. One to hold my head so I didn't move, one to wash my neck brace and the liner, and two to hold my head so I didn't move it. So we needed all those four kids that week. After the kids left, Merlin changed the neck brace and showered me 77 times by himself.
You know this part of it there, yeah. She needed help, and she had never asked for help before, but now she did. I said, you've looked after me for 58 years. I guess I can look after you for 6 months now. So yes, I undressed her, I showered her, I changed her neck brace and dressed her all again. Yeah, 77 times.
And then, I had to sit so my niece Tabor had tanned a sheepskin, and so she brought it over, and I sat on that chair with the sheepskin. The four kids and Merlin cooked, cleaned, mowed lawn, and did the garden vegetables that were all things I was used to doing, and I couldn't do them now. And then Merlin said, I couldn't say I looked bad or was useless. We found a song we played often as I sat there. And I felt like I didn't look good, and I felt like I was useless. But he said I couldn't say it. And so we found a song that we played when I sat there. The second thing that became more important to me was the power of prayer and to receive instead of give, because I prefer to give. I had so much prayer from so many people I didn't even know, but they knew our kids, grandchildren, or other acquaintances. Pastor Shannon, Betty, Marlene, and Alan came over and anointed me with oil. And I will mention a few churches that publicly prayed for me that Sunday morning. The Lutheran Church in Tofield, Mennonite Church near our place, the Baptist Church in Wetaskiwin, Sam's Church in Gwen, Cameras Community Church, and a church in New Norway. And I'll tell a little story about one day when I was working at the food bank, this lady came up to me and she goes, "It's you, it's you, it's you." And I didn't have a clue who this lady was or where she came. She goes, "Well, we've been praying up a storm for you in our church, and you're here, you're here." And so then I said, "Well, who are you?" And she said, "Linda." I said, "Well, where do you go to church?" And she said, "In New Norway." And she said, "Oh, I'm so glad you're feeling better." And then I found out it was a church that two of our grandsons and their families go to. So that was kind of interesting. Then there was a church in Edson and Dutchess and Guatemala. I don't even know these, it's just God's goodness to me and to so many individual people and just family and friends. And I just get overwhelmed by the goodness of God, because I don't deserve it. But but God is good. Yeah. And most of our grandchildren came to visit and brought flowers and words of encouragement. And I'm just going to have some of our grandchildren come up and give the words of encouragement they gave me at that time. And so we'll call James and Jared and Brianna up. You can.
So I'm Grandma's grandson, James, and me and my wife, Caitlin, sent Grandma healing prayer. So it goes like this. Take my pain. Merciful Lord, thank you for waking me up to see this beautiful day. I know that it is by your grace that I'm able to see this day. Lord, you know what's happening to my body and the pains I suffer every day. Let your healing power stream into the depths of my soul and restore my health. Take my pain and sustain me by your grace. Give me strength and courage as I wait on you for my restoration. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hello, I'm Merlin Joanne's grandson, Jared. This mic's a little short. But yeah, we had a couple of things. We were actually up at my uncle and aunt's cabin, or their house, up at Athabasca when we got the text about Grandma. And it was a really tough weekend and a lot of uncertainties, and we just spent a lot of time in prayer together with my cousin Caleb and his wife Jess. And it just felt like God was speaking to us through a few different things for Grandma. And it's just it's amazing to be able to stand here and see Grandma in full health, and it is 100%. It's 100% God's goodness in her life. So, dear Grandma, we are so thankful to see you here at home with our family. We noticed through God's intervention that Uncle Wally was there and that you were not hurt further. There was a whole community lifting you up to Jesus throughout these last few days, and we will continue to do so now as we pray for swift healing, lessening of pain, and continued joy even in the face of this trial. You're so important to us, Grandma, and we can't imagine our lives without you. You're such a blessing to each one of us in this family and to those who know you. We love you so much. And we will continue to thank and praise God for his protection over you. Love, Jared and Emily. And P.S., my parents also send their prayers for your healing. And this is from my wife's Emily, her family in Manitoba. And in our prayer, we felt God was leading us to certain scriptures. So Psalm 145, 1-10. I will exalt you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. I'll bless you every day. I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is great and highly praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation will declare your works to the next and will proclaim your mighty acts. I will speak of your splendor and your glorious majesty and your wonderful works. They will proclaim the power of your awe-inspiring acts and will declare your greatness. They will give you a testimony of your great goodness and will joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and great in faithful love. The Lord is good to everyone. His compassion rests on all he has made. All you have made will thank you, Lord. The faithful will bless you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Merlin and Joanne's oldest granddaughter and the one that was teased and bullied the most. One thing I was just going to disclose first of all is that I never walk down a flight of stairs the same as I did before Grandma fell. Never in a panic, never in a rush. I'm always very sure of my footing because Grandma's always on my mind. So what I'm about to share here is, I guess, a bit of a prophetic word that I got for Grandma. And just some encouragement. Oh, sure. Thank you. So I'll start off with the prophetic word that I got. So I just started it off with, I got a picture of you, Grandma, sitting at the kitchen table in the chair with the backrest, and you looked like you were thinking hard, kind of frozen in time. Jesus was standing across from you, and he was intently focused on you. Even though I sensed there was a heaviness and an internal battle going on, because Jesus was with you, you were able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. I also sense that he believes in you with his whole heart, like he truly believes you can get through this. The song, Oceans by Hillsong United, came into my head as well. The one verse in particular stood out to me. And my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. I think this all ties in so nicely with the picture I got for you. I know this is a hard season, Grandma, and that you feel so useless, but the time will come when you can resume normal life activities. One thing that is so beautiful as a result of this incident is that it has given people in your life the opportunity to love you in the purest, most self-sacrificial way possible, and it's overwhelmingly beautiful. One cannot look at this situation and not see Jesus' fingertips intimately involved in the tapestry of your life. I love you, Grandma. All my love, blessings, and prayers. And then down here, my husband wrote, praying for your encouragement and that you would have a spirit of endurance to fight well.
And then to mention about prayer, our one daughter lives in Kelowna, and her daughter Grace, they went down to the river and prayed, and her husband said, I didn't think they were ever going to come back. Yeah, so I wanted to mention that too about prayer. Okay. Now where was I? I spent a lot of time crying tears of joy over the overwhelming love of God working through his people. And I just, you know, people sent baking and cards and help with garden and, yeah, and Joyce and Kifa and Sandra know what it's like to do a lot of carrots. And I visualize this one verse for me about prayer in Revelation 5:8. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And I have felt those prayers very much at that time. And then the third thing that I learned is work couldn't define me, because I like to work and get things done. I couldn't even do any work. There were chickens to butcher, garden to do, lawn to mow. I could only walk and sit on my chair with the sheepskin. I learned God's love loves me for who I am, not for what I can do. I learned to be more understanding and caring to people who are less fortunate and who have things happen to them. And then one thing that I experienced is a blessing song, and not just a song, but in reality. And we'll have that played now.
How cool is that? And you know, it's not just a song. Like, we are experiencing some of that here today in the land of the living. We have great grandchildren here that are, you know, with what's happening there.
Okay. My Christian heritage goes back many generations. My great grandfather was an Amish bishop. My grandparents were Christians. My parents were Christians. Merlin and I and the kids are Christians. And our grandchildren. Our grandchildren are teaching our great-grandchildren about God. One of our great-grandchildren, Easton, he's here today. He was 4 years old, and he was there one day, and he said, Grandma Jo, we have a surprise for you. Someone is coming today to pray for you. At that age, he knows the power of prayer. And I would just maybe like to our kids, the generations, to stand up. Do you all want us, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and kids? Caitlin and okay, and this is just part of them. There's more that are the same. I don't know. I just feel blessed. Yeah. Anyway, it was a process to go through. The physiotherapist said that it was one of the most serious injuries that he had ever worked with. And Merle, and he helped me along, like we did physio intense for 2 months, 30 minutes a time, three times a day. And I'm still a little stiff neck, but not too bad. And through the episode, God has never left me or forsaken me. And I'll just close with this prayer to God. It is with gratitude and praise I give you thanks I can walk today. It is with gratitude and praise I give you thanks for the prayers of God's people. It is with gratitude and praise I give you thanks for Wally and Merlin holding my head. It is with gratitude and praise I give you thanks for EMT, ambulance, doctors and nurses, x-ray technicians, and other staff. It is with gratitude and praise I give you thanks for Merlin, family and friends, and all people who were so kind and caring, bringing baking, flowers, meals, and prayers. It is with gratitude and praise I give you thanks for making our bodies to heal. It is with gratitude and praise I give you thanks to God. You were with me each step of the way, never leaving me or forsaking me. How could it be that a creator of the world could show such love to me? So we give you praise and thanks today.
See, there's just a little tiny bit of time yet, and so if there's anybody that might have a question to fill in some of the gaps, you know, we know the story so well, but maybe you kind of missed something. If there's anything you're wondering, she'd be happy to answer it.
Maybe. No, they know it all.
Okay.
I think we would be amiss not to take this opportunity to pray for them and pray for this family. So, I'll lead out, but if you have a heart, something in your heart the Lord wants to pray for them, we're going to let them sit there. But if you want, feel like you want to lay hands on them, please get up and go over. But again, I'm not going to make them stand here any longer. So let's pray. And again, extend your hands towards them. Father, we thank you for Merlin and Joanne. We thank you, Lord, how you have carried them both during this time, because the truth is, your word says the two become one flesh. And though the injury happened to Joanne, it happened to Merlin. And so, Father, again, we thank you how you've upheld them, that you've proven yourself again and again, that you are a good, good Father, that as we've sung all our lives, you have been faithful. So again, we again acknowledge you and give you praise and glory, that how you have just bless their lives in this time of struggle and trial, and made yourself more evident to them. Father, we thank you for their family. And as we heard the blessing and saying the blessing, we understand generation upon generation, faithful believers see their children, their grandchildren, and even their great-grandchildren now come to know you. We're thankful for that, Lord, and praise you for that. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God.
Do you have that handle? I have a question. How do you raise a family that so wholeheartedly still loves the Lord generation after generation? What an example you guys are as parents, grandparents. You see the hand of God in that, don't you? Bless you guys.
It says in the good book that wherever you go, wherever you stand, wherever you are, to speak about the goodness of God. When we're faithful and we follow his instructions, this is what happens. So I encourage you as their great and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, to always speak about the goodness of God. You have an excellent example of his faithfulness. And also in your lives, I know that the Lord has worked within you. So carry it on. And for the rest of us, Lord, I just ask that you would, the time is so short here on earth. Lord, give us your strength through the Holy Spirit to speak of your goodness and love. Not all the things that are bad around us, but because of you, Lord, we can walk through this earth and show your light to those around us, our family, anyone that we don't know. Just a smile, a hug, God loves you, whatever it may be that you lay on our hearts. Give us the boldness and courage to go ahead and show how much you love everyone. You love everyone. Thank you, Lord.